Welcome to Lola's Frugal Life Podcast. If you're on a mission to be more frugal with both your time and money, you're in the right place. In this podcast, we talk about topics that help enhance living a frugal lifestyle. The goal is to save time and money where we can so that we can use the rest on what matters most to us. We talk a lot about both time and money management so that we can waste as little as possible on both. We do this while also embracing a progress over perfection mindset. If that sounds good to you, then please stick around for the latest episode right after a few quick words from our sponsor. Hi everyone, welcome back to another episode of Lola's Frugal Life Podcast. Today I wanted to talk about getting back on track with our cleaning routines. So I don't know about you, but many of my regular routines had to be put aside recently to get through the last month leading up to Christmas and New Year's. And although I was pretty much able to keep up with the minimums, like the things that like have to get done, like the laundry and dishes and bathrooms and things like that, I was definitely not keeping up with everything in the way that I would like to when it's like a less busy time of life. So depending on the season, sometimes it can be really easy to get out of our routines, and especially our cleaning routines. I think most of us are able to keep up with a certain level of cleaning that is needed just to kind of keep our homes, you know, in decent shape. But this is definitely an area that often gets put on the back burner when life gets really busy. And this definitely often occurs during the holiday season. So I thought this would be a perfect time to just kind of talk about getting back into our cleaning routines. Even if you were having visitors and you were going crazy cleaning so that your house would be really nice when your visitors arrived, usually when you're doing all of that like high level visible space deep cleaning, other things behind the scenes wind up getting put aside, or things might get shoved aside because you're trying to get everything that your visitors are going to see looking really great, but there's only so much time that you can spend. So sometimes maybe some other things that you would have liked kept up on may have gotten neglected. So the thing is, though, is that it's totally okay that this happens, and you should plan on it happening when you have really busy times coming up. You have to let some things go when life gets super busy, because if you don't, you're going to burn yourself out. You're not going to enjoy whatever, if it's the holidays or whatever other busy time you have coming up. You're going to make yourself crazy. So you kind of have to plan that some things are going to get put aside, and you might lose out on some of your routines. You might not be able to keep up. And the thing is that if you can accept that and just plan to get back into your routines, it'll be much better than just kind of letting things fall apart and then not really knowing where to go from there and getting into this bad routine of not having a routine and not really knowing kind of how to get things back together. So one of the members of our Facebook group had recently mentioned that she was looking for some tips to get back on track with her cleaning routines. So based on that question, it kind of made me think that this is a time of year that probably many of us are in that situation. And I thought we could probably all use some encouragement and some tips on how to get back into our cleaning routines as we get back into the new year, and hopefully things will settle down a little bit. But like I said, this can be applied to any time of year, any season where you get really busy and you kind of have to just put things aside, where you're kind of in survival mode and you're just trying to get through day to day. And then you're like, okay, we're through that. How do we get back into our routine so that we can keep up on things and not have life be so crazy? So my first thing that I always like to identify is minimums. If you've really gotten off track with your good routines that you had in place, it's really important to remind yourself that you don't need to catch up. You just need to start where you're at and move forward from there. If any of you ever listened to the Fly Lady or her read any of her cleaning stuff, her one big thing is that you're supposed to start where you're at now. And I really love that idea because there is no catching up. You don't have to catch up. Okay, maybe laundry, you might have to catch up. Or dishes or something like that, but that's like more like a short-term thing. When you're talking about managing and cleaning your entire house, you don't want to feel like you have to catch up and you're so far behind, because it can just be overwhelming. And when a project seems like it's so large, it can slow us down because it seems like it's not even possible to accomplish it. So if you can just kind of try to focus on just what you're gonna do now and try not to think of all the things that you want to still get done, that can be really helpful to kind of keep you moving. Think about what you're accomplishing right now. It's better to be accomplishing that than not to be accomplishing anything because you're sitting there trying to figure out how to get this massive task done of cleaning your entire house. So back to minimums though. So in order to kind of help keep you focused, at least for me, one thing that really helps is having daily minimums and weekly minimums. So by having minimums, at least you know if you get these basic things done, you've accomplished a certain level of kind of maintaining your home in the things that you have to do each day and each week. So for me, my minimums aren't really like cleaning so much related, but some of them are. Like doing the dishes is one of my daily minimums. Every day I do the dishes. I make sure that that's done. But again, that's one of those where if things were really, really crazy, dishes could get put aside. Nothing terrible is going to happen if the dishes get put aside. And the next day we're going to need to eat, so someone's going to wind up washing a dish because they're going to need to. But generally, my daily minimums are doing the dishes, feeding my animals, and cooking dinner. Like I said, dishes, even cooking dinner, could be skipped if needed. Not in the long term, because pretty much they do need to be done daily, but we could order out and we could leave dishes behind if it was a really crazy day. Weekly minimums for me is cleaning my guinea pig's cage. We have two guinea pigs, so I clean their cage once a week. I do a partial water change in my fish tank. I have to do laundry and I have to water the plants. So as part of this weekly minimum, laundry definitely could be skipped if needed, but again, it's gonna have to get done pretty soon or you're gonna run out of clothes. So as long as I know that these are the minimums that I have to do and I have to make sure I prioritize no matter what, I have a place to start. So if I'm gonna start cleaning or start getting something done on the weekend or on a regular weekday or whatever, I will make sure that those things are done first. So then at least I know anything else I do after that is above and beyond the basics that have to be done. So you can kind of have a starting point, get those things done, and then as you start doing them, you'll usually kind of build up some momentum and just naturally wind up getting some other things done anyway, because now you're already in motion and you're kind of moving along with trying to get some other things done in your house. You know, once you start cleaning something or loading up the dishes, and you're probably going to wipe down the counters, you might wipe down the appliances, whatever, it kind of gets you in that mode of getting things done. So first thing I try and do, especially when I really feel like I've fallen behind, is I just rethink about what my minimums are and make sure I'm keeping up with them. And one of the problems is that so sometimes it's just hard to get back into our routines. If we've skipped our cleaning routines a few times, usually it can be pretty easy to get right back into it. But when it goes on for a longer period of time, it can get more difficult to get back into the routine. Sometimes you don't remember exactly what your routine was, and that's okay, but we can wind up making that hold us up. Like we can think, well, I don't remember exactly how I did it, and the way I did it was so great, and I gotta remember how that was so that I can get back to doing that again. But in the meantime, if you're not doing anything because you're trying to remember what your routine was, that's not helping anything. So don't let that hold you up. Start a new routine if you have to. If you can't remember exactly what your routine was and how you were exactly doing things, just start a new one. You didn't always have a cleaning routine, so at some point you developed a cleaning routine that maybe you really loved. You can do that again. There's no reason that you have to make sure that you go back to exactly what you were doing. You might even wind up liking your new cleaning routine better than the old one. So don't let yourself get hung up on getting back to the exact routine that you had before, because that can definitely cause procrastination, which is the last thing we want when we're trying to get back into the habits of our great cleaning routines or new cleaning routines. You also want to make sure to start small. If you feel like you're not sure where to start with getting back into your routine or starting a new one, just make sure to start small. And one way to do that is, like I said, with the minimum, start with your minimum tasks and just get those done, and then maybe add one more thing. By adding just one more cleaning task above your bare minimums, you're making progress to getting your home back to the way that you'd like it to be. So once you have that routine down where you're doing your minimums and add one more thing, then add one more thing to it from there. And you could just keep kind of building on that until you're kind of utilizing all the time that you have available for cleaning. You don't want to spend your entire weekend or your entire free time cleaning. So don't keep adding more and more and more, but add a reasonable amount where you feel like you can likely accomplish what you're trying to do and that you're continually making progress. Also, try and consider, are there other little routines that you can do throughout the day to help you keep up on things? Like, for example, sometimes my bathroom gets messy from my daughters getting ready and rushing out of the house, and then they didn't have time to put away their makeup or brushes or hair products or whatever they may have left strewn all over the bathroom sink. Well, some days I don't feel like waiting for them to get back to clean it up. Like, they do have to clean it up, but if I just can't stand it and they're not going to be home for, you know, maybe they're working for the day and then maybe they have something else, whatever, I don't know. If I'm not wanting to have the bathroom that way, what I will do is every time I go into the bathroom, or if I walk past the bathroom, I'll grab just one or two things and put it back. And just by doing that, you'd be surprised like how quickly something can get whipped back up together. And it's not even time that you're even thinking about spending cleaning. It's just if you get up and you walk past that area or you go into the bathroom or whatever, you just pick up one or two things. And you could do that in any room and with anything really that's bothering you that needs to be cleaned up or things put away. You don't have to do all of it at once. You could do a little bit at a time and it will gradually get done and it doesn't even feel like you're working really at it. I heard someone, and I can't remember who it was. I feel like it might be, I can't remember what her name is, the woman that has the company, Organize 365. I think it was her, but I'm not 100% sure. But I heard someone refer to the microwave minute. And I take advantage of this all the time. The microwave minute is just any of those minutes when you pop something into the microwave. Maybe you're working on preparing dinner or you're, you know, maybe heating up a coffee, whatever it is. You pop something into the microwave and instead of standing there staring at the microwave waiting for the minutes to tick down, you go and do something. There's so many things you can do while you have that little bit of spare time rather than winding up checking your social media or checking your email or whatever else you might do just to blow the time while you're waiting for that. Maybe you can put a couple of dishes away. Maybe you could wipe down appliances, wipe down the stovetop, restock toilet paper, empty the bathroom trash can. There's so many things that you can do in just like a minute or two. Try and keep those things in mind. Taking advantage of those little minutes here and there can make such a difference in trying to help you get a little bit more done so that you can get back to your normal routines that you're trying to get back into, or even just to help you with getting ahead a little bit so that when it is time to do your cleaning, you have maybe a little bit less to do. And then you definitely want to make sure you don't give up on your routines, because routines are so important because of the fact that they really reduce the amount of decisions we have to make each day. It's just like when you get ready in the morning, you know the exact order that you wash your hair, brush your teeth, and so on. You don't sit there thinking about, what should I do first? Should I brush my teeth first? Should I get in the shower first? You have a routine. You automatically get up and you do it. So you're not wasting any time. You're not sitting there thinking about what you should do next. And it's the same exact thing with cleaning routines, or really any routines, but since we're focused on cleaning routines today, it really is important, because by creating a certain order that we do the tasks in, we can quickly move from one thing to the next without spending any time making decisions in between each task on what we're gonna do next. And just because you might have fallen out of routines that you had in place that were really great, don't give up on them. Just start a new one, try and maybe you could gradually get back to the old one. Maybe you never will, maybe you'll have a better one, but just take it slow, try something new if you need to, and really try and make your cleaning routines fun. I really love to listen to podcasts or audiobooks while I'm folding laundry or putting away dishes or really pretty much just about anything that I'm doing that's cleaning related usually, things that don't involve much thought. But especially now my son actually gave me his hand-me-down AirPods because he got like the newer ones or whatever. And now it's even easier because I've never actually had AirPods before. I would just walk around with my phone and listen in certain things. It would be really difficult because I couldn't hear. Like if I was trying to wash dishes or something like that, I couldn't hear the phone over the water running or things like that. I know that there's Bluetooth speakers and all this stuff, but I don't know why. I just never wound up bothering to set anything up. But now that I have the AirPods, it is really easy to listen to things while I'm doing other cleaning tasks. So whatever it is that you like to do, whether it's getting like a fancy little coffee drink or you know, your favorite iced tea or whatever it is you enjoy, just try and add those to your cleaning routines and it can definitely make it a little bit funner. But you really want to try and create some type of routine that works for you because it really does save you time in the long run. And you just get things done much quicker and you don't even have to think about them. They just become part of your day. And the last thing I just want to mention as far as just some tips and motivation for getting back into your cleaning routine is one of my favorite sayings, which is progress over perfection. I've mentioned this many times before over the course of time, but I find this so helpful to constantly remind myself about progress over perfection. I literally say it to myself, and I know I've said this before, but I say it to myself while I'm doing something. Like say, for example, if I'm cleaning up the bathroom because I just know it needs to be done and I don't have time to do like a full cleaning, but I'm maybe wiping down the sink and wiping down the toilet or something like that. And I'm looking around and I'm knowing that I'd really like to do the whole entire bathroom right now, but I don't have time. I'll say to myself, progress over perfection. It's better to be doing a little bit of the bathroom than not doing anything. It's 100% worth doing what I'm doing. Even if I would like to have time to do more, it's always better to be doing something than not to be doing anything because you feel like you can't do it all the way you'd want to do it. So maybe that might be helpful to you if you're feeling like there's much more you would like to be getting done in your house and you're not getting caught up in the way that you want to. Just remind yourself, progress is better than perfection. It's better to be making progress than not doing anything because you can't do it perfectly. So that's it for today's episode. I hope this was helpful to you. And if you are feeling behind in your cleaning routines, I hope you take your time and just get back into some new habits and do it slowly and you will get there. So that's it for today. Thank you so much for listening and I will see you back here next week. So thank you for checking in for this podcast episode. And don't forget, you can always email me with any questions or suggestions at lolasfrugallife@gmail.com. You can follow me on Instagram and Facebook at lolasfrugallife. And you can find a blog post for most of my episodes and definitely all of my meal plan episodes at lolasfrugallife.com. You can also join our private listeners group at facebook.com/groups/lolasfrugallife. And if you enjoy the show, please make sure to subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, or wherever you listen from. And I would love it if you would screenshot the show and tag me on Instagram so I could see you're listening. Also, if you can please take a couple of seconds to rate and review the podcast, those ratings and reviews are what help the show come up better in search results so that other people can find this podcast. So that will really help me in growing my audience. So that's it for today. Thank you so much for listening, and I hope you have an awesome day.